This is Pauline Jennings, and you're listening to Musician Talk. My guest today is Simon McDonald, a Northfield High School graduate, currently a freshman at Luther College. Simon was very active in the music life at Northfield High School as a drummer and continues to do the same at Luther. He sings in the choir, too. He and a few other of his Northfield High School classmates created the band Two Words and made a terrific album of original songs over the last year. Between Christmas at Luther concerts, he joined me virtually from Luther to talk with me. Let's find out more and hear some of their terrific tunes. Let's talk with Simon McDonald. Simon, welcome to Musician Talk.
Yeah, thanks. Glad to be here.
I'm so glad that you agreed to do it. I asked Simon last minute because I was behind in my, what I was supposed to be doing. And he just jumped right on board. And that's great because he has a new album that we're going to talk about that he recorded here at Wasner Audio with my husband, Steve Jennings. So I've had a chance to listen to the whole thing. And I thought it would be fun to have you on.
Yeah.
And you're down in Luther right now, correct?
Yes. Yep. I'm down in Decorah, Iowa. I'm in my dorm room.
Nice. I see that. Yep. I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see the bed on top. The lower bunk. Okay. So, Simon, do you remember, Simon's a drummer, and do you remember when you decided you wanted to be a drummer, or you were inspired to be a drummer, or you first started, you know, just kind of take us through when you started?
I started as a percussionist first in fifth grade band which is the first time you could join band. So I joined as a percussionist, and then I believe it was later that year, maybe that summer or I don't know, sometime, I went to a jazz band concert, because my sister was in the middle school jazz band and I saw the drummer drumming and I was like, I want to do that. And so the next year for Christmas, I think my parents got me an electric drum set, nothing like fancy, but it worked. Yeah. And I started taking lessons with a senior at the time named John Miller.
Okay.
And he gave me lessons for a little while, gave me a nice introduction to it. And then in, I want to say seventh or eighth grade, I started taking lessons with Steve. And then I just,
stayed with him. So it was the kit that you saw somebody playing at the jazz concert. It was a full kit.
It was a full kit.
It's fun to watch somebody doing that. And it takes certain kind of person to say, I'm going to, because it's not easy.
No, it's different from other instruments in the, like, well, I guess other instruments have this too, but it's so much reliant on coordination just more than anything else. So, it's a lot of fun.
I think separation of limbs too.
Yes.
Not everybody can do that. I can't sing and play tambourine at the same time, for crying out loud.
I see people singing and playing drums at the same time, and that's just crazy. I've been working on that myself, but I still can't do it.
Oh, you will. You can't do it yet. You will.
Yeah.
You will. Awesome. All right. So let's fill in a little bit more of your middle school and high school experiences. Did you join jazz band after you started taking lessons with Steve? What were some of your highlights?
Yeah, I started jazz band in seventh grade, and then I did it in seventh grade. There was an eighth grader who was doing most of the drumming. I was a very new drummer, so that made sense. And I played more in eighth grade, and then I did jazz band in ninth, 10th, not 11th because of COVID, but then 12th grade. Actually, I think they started it back up in like second half of 11th grade, but I played jazz band all through middle school and high school.
And Ethan, Ethan your director at the middle school? And who was it at the high school?
Mr. Fryer. And first at the high school, it was also Mr. Fryer. But then he gave it up in my 10th grade year, I want to say. And David Miller took it over.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And then now I think they have the band director, Miss Javon, doing it. But yeah, I also got to play in Rock and Roll Revival in my junior and senior years, which was great. That was super fun.
What was fun about it? What did you like about it?
It
That
was
experience.
a different thing than I'd ever done before. It was such a big musical production, and like playing with all of my friends, and it was just fun to see and be a part of. And I've been watching it since I was a kid, so it was really
Right.
cool to finally be in it.
So you got a chance to work throughout middle school and high school with Ray Coudray, Ethan Frear, Dave Miller, and Steve Jennings. That's a pretty great lineup of people, of mentors to have.
Definitely.
That's awesome.
Definitely.
You know, the thing about Rock and Roll Revival too, it teaches you so many things that you don't learn in band or even in jazz band. You know, coordinating with the singers, the timing of everything, how to follow people. It's a whole different animal being in a production like that.
And jazz band, like it, jazz band teaches you its own set of skills, but this is rock and roll is a whole different thing with the singers and stuff, like you said, than jazz band. It's not just instruments. There's more
Right.
to it.
Right. There's so much
Oh,
going on.
I forgot about another. In 8th grade, I started playing at a local church, Hosanna, over it's over in Dundas.
That's with
And
Pat Shelby. Yes. And he, another great mentor. Wow.
yes, definitely. And that was another great experience with drumming, because I got to learn how to play with a click more and learn how to read charts and write my own charts. And
And will you explain to people what you mean by playing with a click? I don't think we've ever talked about that on Musician Talk.
So playing with a click is basically just having a track going along with you that has a metronome in it, which is, it sounds like it's easy. It sounds like that's not that hard, but it's really, it's, if you've never done it before, it's a different experience, because it really keeps you in where you're, keeps you in tempo.
Keeps you in perfect time. Right. And so, and this is not something that the audience hears. This is something you have just in your ear, in a headphone or something like that. And so you're trying to hear that and play at the same
And
time.
play at the same time,
It
and
actually
you
sounds.
can't get ahead at all, or it'll mess everything up. I mean, it's easy to get back because it's constantly clicking along with you, but still, it's
Right.
very noticeable if you get off.
It does sound difficult actually to me, just because listening and playing at the same time is sometimes in that way difficult. So, how did you decide to go to Luther?
So I'd been looking at a few colleges. My first thoughts were Colorado, a few colleges in Colorado, CU Boulder, CSU. And then I was also thinking about University of Minnesota Duluth and Luther. And I got it narrowed down to UMD and Luther, based off of price and distance and a few other things. And I decided on Luther because it would, my original thought for a major was geology,
Okay.
which they don't offer at Luther, but they have a very good environmental science program. And if I went to Luther over UMD, which does have a geology program, a very good one, I could do environmental science and get a more general environmental science education. If I didn't want to end up doing geology, that would be better, and I can just specialize in something later. And also, being at Luther, I can, it allowed me to do what I'm doing now, which is be an environmental science major. And I'm also in choir and jazz band and another small jazz ensemble, and I'm doing ultimate frisbee. So I can just, like, I can do like all these things at once. And
Right.
that's, that was the real, and that was the draw.
And a little bit smaller pond, so perhaps you'll get a
Definitely.
more chances to play,
Yeah,
right?
definitely.
It's a smaller pond, but still's got a great music program.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
And
it's got a
so,
great music
yeah.
program and a great environmental science program and a very good ultimate team too. So it worked
Good
out.
to hear. Good to hear. So this album that I was talking about previously is by a band called Two Words, TOW Words. And this is a band. Tell me about this. How'd you put it together? Where is everybody from? Are you all from Luther, Northfield? Tell me about it.
We're all from Northfield. All of us, except for, there are 5 people. 4 of us are in my grade. And then the last one, our bassist Sam, is now a senior in high school, so he's a year below the rest of us. Sam Nelson, the bassist, I think was the one who originally got us all together. He just wanted to start a band, and we were all like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So We started a band, and it was probably like middle to end of summer of last year, so summer of 2021, that we started it. And we just kept playing from there. We had our first and one of our only actual like gigs that we played, which was for Bethel Stock at
Bethel
Bethel.
Stock.
So we didn't get like paid for it, but yeah, it
You
was fun.
will. You will at some point in time because and this is an album of almost all original songs.
All of them on the album right now are originals. We have a cover that we're still trying to find a way to release on
Yeah.
Spotify, but 'cause that's just more complicated than originals, I guess. So
Oh,
we're trying to find a
absolutely.
way to get that out.
You need to get permission from
Yeah.
From the
So.
original songwriters. And so I'm impressed by the heavy lift you did in a year, which is write and put all the songs together, record it, and have an album. That's pretty amazing. That's pretty
Yeah.
great. And
Yeah,
who are the
we.
members? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go for it.
I was just going to say, who are the members of the band so that we know when we
So
listen to the song who we're listening to?
it's me on the drums. And then Thomas is our lead guitarist. He sings in a few of the songs, neither of the ones we're listening to today, but he sings on Paws and Cat Hair and a couple other ones.
And Thomas, what's his last name?
Thomas Neuger.
Okay.
So it's me and Thomas, and then we have Camille Shetnin, who is the lead singer, who is singing on Plane to Belgium, which we will be listening to, and a few of the other songs. And then we have Colin Thomas Green on the keys, and he is at Grinnell right now, and he sings on I Think and Campfire Song, the last song in the album. And he sings back up on a couple others. But then the last one is Sam Nelson, who I talked about already. He's on the bass, and he sings on two of them, Chrysanthemum and With Love. So
Got it. Okay, and we'll
we'll
be
hear a
hearing
few of
With Love, so we'll hear
them.
his lead vocals on that. Awesome. I'm so excited that a group of well, kids, young adults from Northfield have gotten together to do this kind of a project. It's very exciting. And I'm hoping that when you guys are all home for the summer, you have some gigs and play some.
Hopefully, yeah.
All right. And all these songs that Simon's been talking about are on Spotify, and we'll talk more about that at the end, where to find those. So making the album. You recorded it out at Wasner Audio. What was the biggest learning curve for you with recording an album?
Biggest learning curve, probably just the whole process behind it of like recording, a part at once or two parts, and then going back and redoing things and recording different stuff with just the track of the drums and the vocals, and then just going back and doing things over again. And I think that was the biggest learning curve because we hadn't done anything like that before. It was
Right.
completely new to pretty much all of us.
What, is there just one songwriter or are there multiple?
Multiple. I think actually everyone except for me wrote a song.
Okay.
I just dealt with the drum parts, but everyone else wrote a song or two, so.
Got it. I bring this up often because I want people to know that almost always when I don't know what the big time people, but anyway, the people that I know, the musicians that I've spoken with. Somebody else writes a song, and they come usually with the chord progression, melody, lyrics, and then it's up to the band to come up with their own parts. And so, indeed, you did write songs. You just wrote the drum part, which I don't mean to say just, but I mean you wrote the drum part for all the songs, which is pretty cool. And so, for this first song that we're going to talk about and listen to, is called With Love. And I'm just wondering, with that, did you have any challenges? Coming up with the drum part, how did you come up with it? What was your inspiration?
This song, it was written by Sam. He wrote
Okay.
the lyrics and the chord progression and stuff, and he with this and his other song that we played, Chrysanthemum, he writes them and plays them in like GarageBand or something. So he produces like actually most of the song.
Oh, he does.
So he did have a drum part with it already that I took and kind of modified. It was pretty similar to what I played, but I
Okay.
took it and I modified it and I just, yeah. And so I got a good start on the drum part with that. The biggest challenge with it was it's tom groove for most of the time. I'm riding on the low tom, and the biggest challenge was probably in that making it an interesting groove off of that, because that's usually you're not riding on the tom, you're on the ride cymbal or the hi-hat or something. And so it was kind of a challenge, but also a fun thing to just a different thing to do than what I normally do, in making that its own interesting drum part.
And I love the drum part, actually. That I love the tom I love toms. I love the sound of toms, and that they have a great sound on here. The toms sound really, really great.
Thank you.
And so let's just go ahead and take a listen to this. It's called With Love, and it's by the band called Two Words, who my guest today, Simon McDonald, plays drums with. And here it is. Listening to Musician Talk, and I'm your host, Pauline Jennings. You just heard With Love, an original by the band called Two Words. My guest today, Simon McDonald, is a drummer for that group. Like I said, I love that. I love the tom section, and I don't know if he had this originally in GarageBand, but there's some pushing and pulling going on with the drum part that I particularly love. So with this band, Two Words, you made this album. Do you guys plan to stay together, as you go to college, meet up in the summers and during breaks to continue this?
Yeah, we didn't really have much of a plan. We just decided to see what happened, and I think if I had to guess, we're gonna stay together and do some things. I don't know how much we're gonna do, but I think we'll definitely keep playing together because we play together really well. We enjoy playing with each other, and so I think we'll probably keep going in some capacity.
What strikes me is that you've played together so little, and yet you sound so cohesive and tight. And that, I'm encouraging you guys to try to find ways, even when you're at school, to do stuff via Zoom or via, all those programs that they have for making music, because you really make music well together.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so future plans for two words, who knows? How about for you personally, Simon? What are you thinking that you want to do here? Both the environmental science side and the drum side.
So I'm definitely going to continue drumming. I'm not planning on stopping drumming. I am not going to major in music. Like I said earlier, I'm an environmental studies major. I've been thinking about something with environmental engineering, possibly, because I started learning a bit about that, and that's interested me a lot. And I will continue drumming in some way alongside that. Like, I'm in jazz band right now. I'll probably keep doing the jazz program. Whatever I do, it'll allow me to continue music in some way. So,
Nice. And so when you say environmental engineering, which is different from environmental science, in my mind, the engineers do the scientists think, they do the research where the engineers do put it into practice.
And that's what I'm thinking pretty much. Environmental engineering designs something, maybe for a city. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Oh, fun. Fun. All those things sound really, really exciting and fun. And the fact that you want to do something in your life with your work life, quote unquote work life, that allows you to continue drumming. With the jazz band at Luther, do you guys travel? What kind of gigs do you have?
The jazz band doesn't travel. So there are two jazz bands at Luther. I'm in the jazz band, which is the lower one. The jazz orchestra is their premier ensemble. And they, every other year, I want to say, do a small tour. Well, I shouldn't say a small tour. I know they travel to, it might be the Dominican Republic, but it's somewhere abroad that they travel to and they learn and play and do jazz band things in another country. So,
And so that's something that you will plan on being in, hopefully.
I'm hoping to be in that next year, junior year, senior year. We'll see.
As far as drumming goes, would you want to be in a band that does this kind of original kind of things and tries to sell that kind of work, or just would you prefer to be in a band that does covers and just plays out?
I think my preference would be originals, just because one of my favorite parts of drumming is coming up with my own parts, improv in general, just the creating side of it. Which I mean, all of it is that. I wouldn't just be playing exactly what's played all the time,
Right.
but I think my preference would still be originals, yeah.
Awesome. So, with that, let's move into this next song and take a listen to that. This is called Plane to Belgium, and this features the vocals of Camille. Tell me a little bit about this song.
So this song, like I said, I wasn't really a part of writing the lyrics or the melody of any of the songs. I gave suggestions of things to change and lyrics to add or take out. But I believe in talking to the rest of the band about it and just in the process of writing it, I believe it's about a friend of all of ours who was a Belgian exchange student last year, who was here for a year. And I don't know if they wrote it about her or just with her, but I know it was at least in some way about her because it was about a plane to Belgium. So,
Right. Did you have any challenges with this drum part?
this one, the main challenge with this one was that when we were writing it, it seemed like it was just, it still kind of is. We improved it some, but it was just a very flat song. And so the challenge was in making it interesting and switching up my drum parts in ways that would bring more or less energy and make the song flow more than just going straight through.
And that's exactly what you did. I mean, it changes up during the song that makes and that thus makes it more interesting.
Yes.
And like I said, on the cross stick pattern, there's a little couple little spots that you add a little barbecue that I just really love that. And again, you have a great tone on the drums that I just so appreciate being married to a drummer. I knew nothing about that, of course, 25 years ago.
Yes.
But so let's take a listen to "Plane to Belgium" by the band called Two Words. And my guest today is the drummer for that group, Simon McDonald. Here it is.
Said I'd never leave you here alone, but I think we both know I'm a liar. What I wouldn't do to be back home, what I would do to not be tired. God, I wish I would. Left it on a bus somewhere in Amsterdam. Even on the ground, I swear I've flown. I am not okay, nor did I say I am. I thought I made it far, far away from the end. What I wouldn't do to be back home, knowing you was just a memory, a memory. Now I'm on a plane to Belgium, running from. I'm gonna
This is Pauline Jennings, host of Musician Talk. My guest today is Simon McDonald, who you just heard play the drums on Plane to Belgium. This is an original song written by Two Words, a group that he plays the drums in. I love the choices that you make.
Like I said, it felt like a very flat song. Mm-hmm. And so basically all of my choices in this song were to bring the energy down and back up again. And so the cross stick I used in the more quiet parts, and in the intro and other parts I was on the ride cymbal with the snare drum, and just everything to build and break down energy.
And that's what you did. Nicely done. I have a quote section every week, and I have a quote picked out by Ringo Starr, of course, wonderful drummer that he is. Yeah. And so the quote is, "My soul is that of a drummer. I didn't do it to become rich and famous. I did it because it was the love of my life." And so my question to you first is, what does soul of a drummer mean to you?
To me, in thinking about this, I think Ringo really stated it really well in his quote. Like, he says his soul is that of a drummer. He didn't do it to become rich and famous, but because he loved it. Like, he was very passionate about it. And I think that's what the soul of a drummer is doing it because you love it. And I think this is common with other musicians as well. I mean, I'm sure some people do it just to become rich and famous, but most people are passionate about it and they just love doing it and they can't stop. They have to keep doing it because they are so passionate about it. I've noticed this with myself. Even when you're not like drumming or doing something percussion related, you're always doing something. You're feeling a rhythm, you have a song going in your head, you're drumming along to something in your brain, and it's just always a part of you.
Do you find your hands constantly moving, mm-hmm. or your feet constantly keeping a beat? Yeah, exactly. If you're an environmental scientist or engineer, you're going out and that's your life's work, can you still have the soul of a drummer? How do you think that works in a life that isn't devoted to drumming, like it was for Ringo Starr?
I think it could fade if you don't cultivate it. If you don't keep doing things around drumming, I think it could fade. But I think that as long as you're able to keep doing it, it'll keep going. I'll keep doing, like I said, I have no plans to stop doing music, even though I'm not majoring in it. And I think that as long as you're able to continue it, in some way, even if you're playing once a week, I think you can keep it going throughout your whole life.
Yeah. I've known a couple really good musicians that have stopped playing, and I don't understand it, but I think the not playing feeds on itself.
Yep.
You know? And so if it's been a month and then 2 months and then a year and then 2 years, to get back into it maybe feels overwhelming.
Yeah. Now you've lost so much progress. You have to get yourself back to where you were, and
you said that the band hasn't played except at Bethelstock, mm-hmm. and so I have this part of the show that's called Best Gig Worst Gig, and so you haven't had that many, at least with Two Words, and really in your life as a player playing out, you haven't, but you've done plenty of stuff in bands and, you know, Rock and Roll Revival and now down at Luther. Have you had any experiences where you were pulling your hair out?
Nothing really that we were pulling our hair out. Bethelstock was just the weirdest one I guess we've technically had two gigs so far. Okay. We've had Bethelstock and we played for my friend's grad party, which we were actually paid for. So that was great.
You're a pro.
And that was probably our best gig because we were playing in like my friend's garage for a bunch of our friends at his grad party, and we were just playing random stuff that they wanted to hear, and it was a lot of fun.
And Bethelstock, how was it weird?
It was just like, we didn't really know what was going on until we were told we could play like three or four songs or something. And we played three covers and then one original, which was Pause, which was our first original that we played together. And the three songs, the three covers we played, I don't think we ever touched again. We didn't really enjoy them very much. We were just playing covers that would fit well with the with the gig. It was just kind of a janky experience. We didn't really know what was going on until we got there.
Yeah, oh, I that causes so much anxiety in me. I need to have everything buttoned up, you know? I mean, I think because I came from the realm of theater where you know exactly what's going on, what's expected. I mean, you just know and you have a lot of rehearsal. Yeah, things being up in the air, that can be pretty stressful. And so that was the other gig that you wanted to mention, that it was the grad party gig.
There's actually one more coming up,
Oh,
too.
upcoming gig. Awesome. When's that?
It's sometime in April. That's all I know right now. But
Okay.
I was contacted by another Luther student who is a Northfield grad. Her name's Chloe Rosga, and she works with the group at Luther called Norse Against Sexual Assault.
Okay.
And they're putting on a concert in April, and she Instagram messaged me like a month and some ago, asking if Two Words wanted to play at it. So
Awesome. That's
yeah.
great. That's
So
great.
we're
How
all
did she
gonna,
know about the band? I suppose because she went to school here, mutual
yeah, I
friend.
guess. I assume just from being in Northfield, hearing about us, we played at the school talent show. I don't know if you could call that a gig, but
Why
we did
not?
play, and we won it, so we got paid, so that was cool. Colin's gonna drive over here. Everyone else is gonna come down from Northfield sometime in April, and we're gonna get to play something again. So
Oh, beautiful time to be in
fun.
Luther at Decorah, that's for sure. So,
Definitely.
do you have any gigs coming up with jazz band or choir?
Yes, actually, I'm in the Luther Christmas production that they do every year called Christmas at Luther. And I'm singing in that, and I'm also playing in a percussion ensemble for that. So,
Awesome. And when is
yeah.
that?
We've had our two out of four of our shows. We had one last night and the night before, and then a dress rehearsal before that. And then we have one going on later today and one Sunday.
Oh, that is great. What fun. Lots of fun. You enjoy that?
Yes. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of music to learn, but it's been a lot of fun.
Good. Rewarding then.
Yeah.
Well, to close, let's tell people where they can find your music. Is it just on Spotify or do you have it on some other platforms?
It's mainly on
Okay.
Spotify, and
You
it's
don't have Apple
possibly
Music.
on Apple Music.
Okay. And so just put in, like I did for Spotify, put in two words and it comes up, a whole album comes up. So you can take a listen to some more of these talented Northfield graduates plus one senior. So thank you so much, Simon, for last minute in this hugely busy schedule. As you just mentioned, you have a couple gigs here this weekend. So thanks for hopping on. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye. Many thanks to Simon for this terrific conversation and for sharing his music with us. Thanks always to Wendy Nordquist and to you, dear listener, for tuning in to Musician Talk on the One, KYMN. Have a glorious day and stay warm.